Blog Talk Radio.
The Balance is proud to present to you, ICU, Indiana, Close Up. Over the next hour, Tom and Kevin will break down local Indiana sports, from pro sports to local high school football, the behind-the-scenes look. ICU has it for you. Stay tuned for the next hour. Here's your host, Tom and Kevin.
And welcome to another episode of ICU. We are live here at the Balance Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana. In just a matter of moments, we will be broadcasting live on Ustream. We'll make sure that we have the link for you as well so you can see our beautiful faces. Right alongside me here today, Indiana Close-Up ICU is my partner in crime, the redneck from Philly. Kevin, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, and you know what? I got to say, I think the fans should be excited that they get to see. Man, I don't care what they say. We've got the look for broadcasting.
Oh, I agree.
I agree. We look too good not to be on it.
I totally agree. So we're going to be on Ustream. We've also got our brand-new YouTube channel. We'll have that link up and going. And, of course, our website is up and going now and improving. It is under construction, so I hope that you guys will bear with us as that gets up and going. But welcome to Indiana Close Up. And we have just now joined live on Ustream. So we welcome all of our Ustream fans, and welcome to our live broadcast here on Ustream. So now we are now... officially live on Blog Talk Radio, as well on Ustream, and after a wrap of this show, they can pull it off of iTunes,
yep.
Of course, Twitter, Facebook. There's really no excuse anymore, is there, Kevin?
No, we have taken all excuses out, so if we don't hear from them, then it's there's something wrong.
There's something wrong. So again, welcome all of the viewers on Ustream. Again, we will have that link up and running for the all the other fans that listen to us every day. I want to talk a little bit about what ICU is. ICU is Indiana Close Up, and what we do here is we just take a really close look at just some different sporting stuff that's happened and or will happen in the future, I should say, around the state of Indiana. We're located right here in the Midwest, the crossroads of America, Indianapolis, Indiana. Near enough for the Indianapolis Colts Dallas Cowboy game, starting at 4:15. Want to make sure that you follow the Balance fan page on to follow the updates on that. So, Kevin, without further ado, what's going on around the NFL today?
Well, we have some pretty good games going on. I'm about to pull it up and check. The last time, which has surprised me, and we called it wrong so far, Detroit was beating Chicago, and that is something new. Well, not new, but that we all picked something different if they listened to us yesterday on the Bounce, and if they didn't, they missed a good show.
They missed a real good show.
They did.
Our first 2 hours.
Yes.
And those of you that were on Ustream, I understand that you just got us on the audio. But, hey, here we are. Welcome again to ICU. Kevin, why don't we break down of the NFL action and what's happened so far.
Okay. Well, we'll pull it up here. As you know, Thursday was the Philly game.
It was?
My beloved Philadelphia Eagles. And unfortunately for me, you did have Michael Vick as your quarterback. So – for those that don't know, we have a fantasy football league on the Balance. You're more than welcome to join us in that next season. Unfortunately, this year it is a little too late for that, but definitely join us for that next season. Looking at the scores right now, Detroit is still up 20-17 with pretty much the third quarter over. So, you know, again, for me, that's a little bit of a surprise.
Remember, I put myself out there on the island, and I said that I felt like Detroit could beat Chicago, and if they came in and played a good game like they've been able to do. Looks like also New Orleans is ahead 20-17. Of course, San Francisco up to Green Bay 16-21. And Jacksonville's just been having their way down there in Tennessee today. Kansas City seems to be holding their own 10-3 against Denver. Cleveland, now that's kind of a surprise to me as well, but I think that I also picked Cleveland on that.
I believe you did pick Cleveland. I did not. I have to say I did not. And since we are Indiana close up, I believe the Indianapolis Colts play at 4:15 today. I have a lot of Indianapolis Colts fans, and I have some Dallas fans that are friends. And for me, it's hard to call a Dallas fan a friend, but I knew him as a friend before I realized they liked Dallas, so I have to overlook that on this one.
A friend's a friend, too.
Okay, well, look, just because we got the face for the radio does not mean
that's
we
right.
have to sing.
You don't want me singing on that, that's for sure. I think we're going to have the link up and running here for you guys to be able to click our Facebook friends to be able to click on Ustream and be able to follow us on Ustream. One of the games of local interest here yesterday was the Dogs and the Devils. And I tell you what an exciting game that was. What a fun game that was to watch. And it was a rematch of the NCAA championship game. The Duke Blue Devils against the Butler University here in Indianapolis Bulldogs, and at the half, it was very eerie, similar to what happened at the half game that was, Kevin.
It was. Unfortunately, the ending was not as it was for the championship game, but you know, I guess. For what lack of better terms, you win some, you lose some. Unfortunately, Something happened that second half with Butler that just kind of fell apart a little bit compared to the first half.
Yeah, and I think that there was just some execution issues, and I think Butler let it get away from him in the last part of the game there. But it was a good game to watch. Ustream live on Facebook.
It is there. So if you're a fan on Facebook under the Balance fan page, you can click on the link and view us on Ustream live right now. If not, go to Facebook, click like on our fan page, The Balance, and then come on Ustream and view us, as well as send us messages on Facebook while you're viewing us here live on Ustream.
That's right. And again, this is Indiana Close Up. We are produced by The Balance, which is our flagship station, our flagship station, our flagship show.
Flagship show, yes.
There's that English language again.
We're going to start broadcasting in Spanish, French, and German so everybody can understand you.
Right. There you go. Get it all going. So here's what we talk about here at Indiana Close Up. What we try to do is we try to shed light on a sporting event or that has a special interest and a special, perhaps, history to it that a lot of people may not be aware of. And, you know, we've talked about the Indiana Baseball Hall of Fame, the NCAA headquarters here in Indianapolis. We've also talked about the old Oaken bucket and, a lot of different topics here on ICU. And one of the things that we began to look at as we were doing the old Oaken bucket show, we came across some information on the Purdue wreck. And it was a tragedy that actually happened. It was a railroad collision that happened in late October of 1903, I believe, October 31st, 1903, and it killed 17 people, including 14 players from the Purdue University. Two special trains by the Cleveland, Cincinnati, Chicago, and St. Louis Railway.
Railway?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, three.
So, they were chartered to carry 1,500 passengers from Lafayette to Indianapolis, and it just happened just to what is now Martin Luther King Drive.
Right.
But they were chartered to carry the 1,500 passengers from Lafayette to Indianapolis for the annual Indiana University, Purdue University football game, as what we now know as the old Oaken Bucket.
This is a good game this year.
It was.
I think it was probably one of the better games between the two schools as far as a football game goes. So it's definitely a heartfelt rivalry. And like you said, it's been going on since 1925.
And this was the first time that it was actually held as in a neutral field at Washington Park in Indianapolis. And 17 passengers and the first coach were killed when the lead special collided with a coal train after rounding a curve near 18th Street in Indianapolis. 13 of the dead were members of the Purdue football team. A 14th player died of his injuries in November of 1903 due to a breakdown in communication. The crew of the Okay, we're back. Welcome back to ICU.
There you go.
We need to be in the ICU.
Yeah, we are.
This show's over.
This show is driving us right to the hospital.
We're back, guys. Apologize about any type of breakdown in communications. Again, we're doing multiple forms of media at the same time here, and unfortunately, when we lose one signal, we are losing them all, and we definitely are in the process of tweaking that. We're going to have some professional advice done on this very soon here, so we're going to get it fixed, Kevin.
I'm not even worried about getting it fixed, Tom. We know we could do this.
Ain't nothing but a thing.
Ain't nothing but a thing. We could get it fixed. We got a redneck from Philly, and you. What could be? You got a redneck and a city guy. There's nothing that can't be done.
Squirrel. All right, guys. We're gonna bring you up. We're gonna bring you up to speed on our little squirrel that we have here in the Balance Studio. So whenever you hear us make reference to the squirrel, we're just basically saying, we need to get back on track.
So you'll hear squirrel a lot with us lately.
So here we are. Hi. Welcome back. Welcome back to, I'm saying welcome back to our U-Vision. I did it. I tried all.
U-Stream. This is not Univision. We are not a Spanish-speaking talk show.
About us streaming live is we are streaming live. And U-Stream. U-Stream viewers.
You got it that time. I'm impressed.
Welcome back, Ustream viewers. We're having some technical difficulties, but I think we've got everything worked out. And I think you can be able to re-log on, and we'll resend that link again on Facebook here and on our other forms of media, Twitter and so forth, so that you can click right on. And my name's Tom. Right alongside me is this, my partner in crime, Redneck from Philly. And welcome, guys, to ICU. This is Indiana Close-Up. And what we do is we take a close-up look at just some Indiana sports and some stories about Indiana and what it's about and what we're doing. And we're talking about the Purdue wreck that happened October 31st, 1903, I apologize, October 31st, 1903. And what had happened the very first time that Purdue and Indiana met on neutral ground, a train of passengers was on their way from Lafayette, Indiana to Indianapolis to Washington Park, that was chartered to carry over 15,000 passengers, again from Lafayette to Indianapolis. And the two special trains operated by the Cleveland, Cincinnati, Chicago, and St. Louis Railway. Ray.
The English railway. Language.
Squirrel. But basically, they were going to meet at Washington Park in Indianapolis, and 17 passengers in the first coach were killed when the lead special collided with a coal train after rounding a curve near 18. And I apologize, they won't be part of the live stream, but okay, we're here. All right.
We've been here. We're not going anywhere.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm seeing different things I'm not used to seeing, and it's the ADD in me.
It is the ADD in you.
And I've got to look at it.
It's that squirrel. I'm telling you, stay away from them.
It's the corn.
Well, and that
on the unicorn.
That for those that don't know, we just turn on Ustream to check out, make sure our stream was working, and it's a Hasselhoff, David Hasselhoff out there. That'll take anybody off track.
That's right. That's right.
So let's get back with the squirrels and go back into 1903 with the Purdue train wreck.
Right. Well, what I was saying a while ago when we were interrupted with our program, one of the passengers actually was the future governor at that time, governor of Indiana, Harry G. Leslie. While at Purdue, Leslie was the captain of both schools' football and baseball teams and became one of the school's immortal players. As one of the school's star players, his team was on course to win the state championships in 1903. During the collision, one member of the team miraculously landed on his feet and was unharmed after being thrown out a window. other 18 boys, including Leslie, were pronounced dead at the scene and taken to the morgue. Now, this is a very interesting part of this story. A few hours later, at the morgue, the morticians were preparing to embalm the body. You know anything about embalming, Kevin? What they do is they drain all the blood out of you. Okay, there's a process there. If you're not dead when they embalm you, you'll be dead when they're done with the embalming. And they discovered that he had a pulse and immediately rushed him to the hospital. Barely alive, he needed several operations and on the edge of death for several weeks. His recovery was slow, but eventually he regained his health. Although he walked with the aid of a cane for the remainder of his life, he returned to school at the end of 1904, and after another year, he graduated with a degree of law. His survival of the Purdue wreck received significant attention across the state, and he became a famous folk hero, as well as a governor.
Kind of like us.
That's us.
Yes, folk heroes.
Not governors.
No. No, not governors.
Not going there.
No. I don't think they want me as a governor. But, you know, and like you said, Tom, we just posted the link on the fan page called The Balance on Facebook for Ustream. So come on back, click on that link, join us. Send us comments on Facebook. Send us on tbalance@ymail.com, as well as go to Blog Talk Radio. And if you want, call in the show. We could talk to you about, if you know anything about the Purdue train wreck that we might not know, please call in and tell us.
We'd love to hear from you. The number, Kevin, give them the number, and also the number to call in is 917-889-8516.
8516.
And if you're on Skype, you can certainly connect with us on Skype as well. So, you know, we would love to hear your comments, or you can certainly post your comments on the Facebook page that we have. We've got a brand new website that's still under construction, still working, trying to work out all the kinks on it, and it's balanceonline.com. So
yeah, like I said, tune in there. There's no reason if you have something you want to talk to us about or something you want to hear that you can't get a hold of us. You have every means from Twitter to Facebook to email to the phone lines to call us, get a hold of us, and make sure we get to talk to you about what you want to hear as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, what we're talking about today on ICU, and I'll give you another idea, another look at what ICU does. What we do is we just look at Indiana sports, and we just talk about Indiana sports close up, kind of maybe a different sports angle of what is, you know, what has happened. A lot of good human interest stories, and that's what we do here on a Sunday afternoon. And we're a production of our flagship show, The Balance, which is on every Saturday morning. And of course, we've just launched the Balance Wrap Up, which is, runs every day over on Blog Talk Radio. Sorry, Ustream viewers, we haven't gotten to that point where we're going to be doing the wrap up on Ustream.
Well, the good thing. We are getting there, and the good thing, too, just to make sure the people know that this Saturday, come out to Panera Bread at the corner of Rockville and Raceway in Avon, Indiana, and the first five to come in and tell us they heard about it either on Blog Talk Radio or Ustream, and I'll put it on fan page, our Facebook fan page, get a pastry and coffee on us.
On the back. Or,
yeah, so come on out, and I think, is it Josh?
Yes,
Josh is coming back, and the first 10 single good-looking females that come in there, Josh is buying them pastries and get a photo with him.
Well, you know,
he said it live.
We aim to serve, so we do want you a part of the live studio audience, and maybe at the same time we can get Josh. Now, Josh Elmore will be on The Balance. He is our NBA contributor, and knows a lot about NBA, and so we're going to be talking a lot about him. And he's running a one-man campaign, which we'll get into Saturday. So we have a lot of fun. Come on out to the Panera Bread. We're in Indianapolis, Rockville Road and Raceway, right next door to Wayne's, etc. You can't miss us. Come all the way to the back there, and we'll be there. We'll be glad to have you a part of our studio audience. Now, what we're talking about here on Indiana Close-Up, ICU, we're talking about the Purdue wreck. It happened October 31st in 1903. And we had just talking a little bit about the former governor. That was actually involved in that wreck, and they thought that he was dead, and got him to the morgue and was ready to do the embalming process, and realized
he wasn't dead. There's a pulse. Let's stop what we're doing.
You know, can you imagine? I'm sorry. I know we shouldn't. I'm not making fun. It's a very serious subject, but it would freak me out.
I don't know who would freak out more. Yeah. Either me as the person, I couldn't do it. I mean, the body just stands up and said, "Hey, don't cut me," and I'm done, man. I'm out. I don't got it in me.
He's right, buddy. That's for sure. Now, here's the thing: running at the rate of 30 miles an hour, a Big Four special train of 6 coaches loaded with students from Purdue University, including the football team, was wrecked just inside the city limits by coming into the collision with a switch engine hauling a train of coal cars. They crashed, and I guess no one let the coal train.
They
were on the track.
Right. Now, I mean, nowadays, there's so many warning systems and everything else. Back in 1903,
right.
I mean, there was no warning system. So, you know, I'm sure what happened was that no one communicated. They didn't know, and unfortunately, yeah, one of the biggest tragedies in IU Purdue football happened.
Oh yeah, and you know what? There's been a lot of tragedies around sports in the state of Indiana. There was one of the other things. Maybe we'll look at sometime here at ICU is the University of Evansville plane crash,
yep.
And that was another really significant thing that happened. So there has been some tragedies and. You know, but there are some good stories that come from it. There were 954 students and spectators on the train, and the football team, which was scheduled for a game against Indiana University,
mm-hmm.
a rivalry that's been going on for a very long time, and that was one of the forefronts of the Old Oak and Bucket
right.
game, which we just recently played at Indiana University, won that game, but they were headed to Indianapolis along with three substitute players, two assistant coaches, and one trainer were killed outright, and 5 members of the train were seriously injured, and several were slightly injured. The train was a special made up of Lafayette, and with a few exceptions, all the passengers were Purdue students. So it was a day of tragedy, and it happened just off of 18th Street, and in Indianapolis, it is now currently. Basically, we're West 21st Street and,
right.
and Martin Luther King Drive in Indianapolis connect, and that's where when it happened. A clerk up in the line had failed to inform a yardmaster of the approaching trains. As the special closed in on the 18th Street engineer rounded the bend to see a train being pushed up by the main line, he slammed on the engine in reverse and set the emergency brake and jumped. In an instant, scattered about the tracks and the splintered remains of the first car were the players, coaches, and staff who seconds before had been gathering their belongings to at Union Station there. A parade to be led by the band was now trapped inside the second coach, laying prone on the hillside, was to the end of the Denson Hotel.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you're familiar with Indianapolis and where Union Station was, obviously it's went through a transformation of years. It's still there.
Right.
So you kind of got an idea of where that happened at, Kevin.
Yeah, and I mean that's probably 10, maybe 15 minutes from the studio here. So, you know, that's close for us. And that's one of the things I really like about doing this show. You know, before – even talking about the Bucket Bowl, and as people know, I'm not from Indiana, so I don't know a lot of the history. So I'm learning probably as much as our listeners are about the Indiana history when it comes to sports and things like that. So one of the things that was really neat for me was when we were looking up the story of the old Bucket Bowl to be able to talk about learning stuff like this. You know, so as a listener, join us because – You might have been in Indiana a lot longer than I have. Matter of fact, at Panera Bread, we were sitting there Saturday morning talking about, I believe it was the Colts game.
And we're doing our pick.
We were doing our picks, and some guy just walked by, threw his pick out there, and then went back down, sat down with his wife. So there are going to be people here that have listened, that are listening to this. Oh, our mascot is here.
We do have
We have a mascot.
Max. Dog, for our
we'll put him on video. Right before we log off of Ustream, we'll make sure
we
show Max.
We'll make sure we show Max the dog. And I want to be very careful with our camera angles, but Max the dog is our mascot, and he's here on this in the studio with us. So, anyway, actually, that's just Kevin scratching himself.
Well, you know, I didn't want to say that. Max, bite him. You don't want to listen to me.
Basically, that was a real tragedy that happened. Kevin, I know that you kind of discovered this and thought this might be a good topic, and so I know that I've kind of told the story a little bit. What do you have to add there, Kevin?
Well, one of the things that caught my eye when we were looking things up and just looking the history of it was. Over at Purdue University, the campus, they have a memorial gymnasium. Now if you go, it's Felix Haas Hall. I believe I'm saying the name right, Haas. That was in 2006. They renamed it. But that was originally built as a memorial for the train wreck. The tunnel in Purdue's Ross Aid Stadium was dedicated to the victim. So, you look at back in 1903, all the way up into 2006, 2003, the school is still doing things in memorial or memory of that train wreck. So you could tell just how important and just how much that meant to the school to honor the coaches and the players that unfortunately had to pass away in the manner they did. Now, part of the train section, the railroad area, doesn't exist anymore. But what we're going to do is there are some satellite photographs that still show some of the traces of the train tracks as well as the wreck. So like you said, on our Facebook fan page, The Balance, later on today or tomorrow, you could log in and look at some of the photos from the train wreck. We'll make sure we post that up on our
right.
on our site.
Yeah, we were able to locate some photos from the Indianapolis Star that we'll get on there as well on the Purdue football team wreck, and it's just to wrap your mind around an accident like this of something that would have happened in 1903 and the way that it was handled then as opposed to handling now. You know, as you can see, and again, I apologize for our viewers not being able to see what I'm seeing, but as you can see, there's little kids just standing around, you know, watching the accident.
Yes.
And this is just kind of a picture of the aftermath of the October 31st, 1903 train crash.
Halloween Day.
Well, it wasn't Halloween. It
wasn't just Halloween. October 31st is Halloween.
So
that's what I'm saying. On Halloween Day is when this happened. Come
I'm
on.
Losing my mind.
You're losing it.
I'm losing my mind. But, yeah, what a tragic day that was. And, so we're going to have various different links and just various different on our website and on our Facebook. We're going to get those up there later today. Again, hey, if you're watching this on Ustream, we're welcome. We're glad that you're here. And if you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, you guys have been some loyal listeners. And, you know, right after this show, we'll get everything downloaded and put on iTunes immediately. It should be available here in about 45 minutes or so.
Yep.
So you can go to iTunes and get that. And we're only getting better. We're working out the kinks, so appreciate your patience as we make things more better and a better show to watch and be a part of. And again, we've got our YouTube channel, and what you're seeing here on Ustream, a portion of that will be on YouTube. Obviously, we're limited to how many minutes that we can put on YouTube. Of course, there's Twitter, T Balance, Facebook, search us under That Balance. You can send us an email at any time. TBalance@ymail.com. And next week, next Saturday, I know we got an exciting show. We got We got a lot of callers that we've got scheduled to guests calling guests to call in. I know that we've got the reigning Super Bowl champ and current,
which is about to lose to one of us, either me or you. I'm predicting me, but he is going to lose.
He's going to lose.
He's losing this year. He's not going
to
win it.
Not 2 years in a row. We can't allow that to happen. We've also got some other guests that are calling in, and each week we're just building on our guest list, and we're building guests into the future. So you know, certainly make sure that you join us. If you've got a story idea or a storyline, you know, we want to hear about that. And one of the things that we do here at Indiana Close Up is we want to look at the high school sports. We want to look at the high school player. We want to look at those storylines that you know out there all across the state of Indiana, and that you know that would be a perfect fit for the show, Kevin.
Well, and that's the thing. We do want to highlight the smaller teams, your local sports. We are huge into that, and I think it's rightfully so. And we've talked about the balance, and I don't pull any punches with – I like the professional sports, but you know what, at the time, I really feel like they're just a bunch of $40 million a year crybabies. So I like the fact of –
Well, Derek Jeter's now
17. Yeah, he is a $17 million a year crybaby.
Which we'll get into that next.
Yeah, we will talk about that, because hopefully we'll have some more words on Jason's Worth move coming from Philly, if he's staying or going. So keep track. We know it's not baseball season right now, but any of the big moves we're going to put. You know, today, I believe it's today, is when they're going to be announcing who plays in the championship game for the BCS Bowl. I could be wrong on that. Is that today, Tom? I think it is, that the show is revealed who's going to go to the bowl.
Yes, this is a bowl game.
Yeah, and I believe, I don't think I'm going to be too far off by saying that, you know, the two of us, as well as all of our listeners, pretty much already know who's playing in the championship game.
Right.
If it's not Auburn and Oregon, I'm going to be surprised. And something happened overnight there. But, you know, join us, you know, every week. Like I said, we're here on Sundays, Saturday mornings, The Balance. Every day we have a show called The 15-Minute Wrap-Up. That will be on as much as we can on Ustream. And again, like Tom said, we apologize for any of the technical difficulties we're having, the errors with the shows. This is our first week going on Ustream, as well as Blog Talk, as well as Audacity. So we basically have five different recordings and shows airing right now on different websites and different media. So if anybody's ever worked with media or the Internet, they will understand that sometimes that when you're working with medias and you work with all this different stuff, the human error is thrown out the window, and it's the computer errors. So we apologize. But I was glad we got to talk about the train wreck today.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a good topic, and that's what we do here at Indiana Close Up. But, you know, here's the thing. We're going to revisit some of these other topics. We're going to come back, and we're going to have a lot of time on, you know, coming up on Super Bowl Sunday will be our we're just going to be broadcasting all day long, mostly on UVision, and we'll be dropping in on Blog Talk Radio, UStream.
There you go.
What
he
is wrong
said it.
With me?
It's right, even on the screen.
It's right there. It's right there. UStream. You don't change anything.
We're not.
UStream. You're in the right spot. Okay.
Yeah. It's Tom in the wrong spot.
A live broadcast for the Super Bowl, and hopefully the Colts will be there, but if not, you know, we'll...
We know Philly will, so...
So, well, we just got a couple minutes left. We appreciate you stopping by. Again, we do this every Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, Indiana Close Up. Next week, we'll have a whole lineup, and then join us throughout the week on the Indiana Wrap-Up, The Balance Wrap-Up. We just kind of talk about... So just some various sports, wrap up the day before sports and scores and that sort of stuff.
Right, and that's all right. But then with when we do the major, any breaking news of contracts or whatever, we'll hit that type of stuff.
And also, for all of our making, like when Coach Lynch was fired last Sunday, we broke in, and we weren't up and running with Ustream at that point, but Ustream will automatically be a part of any breaking news that we
have. Correct. And like I said, hopefully our 15-minute wrap-up will be able to get the camera issues solved, get the software solved, and make sure all of our episodes are here, no matter what show it is.
Okay. Right. Well, we know we just got a and so we appreciate you stopping by. Again, you can download us on iTunes, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Blog Talk Radio. And then this weekend, again, on Ustream,
yes.
Unless there is a some sort of a breaking news. So what we're going to do is we're going to let the Purdue band just take us out with the Purdue fight song. Thought it was only fitting.
Fitting.
And this is, again, ICU, a production of The Balance.
We're done. Show's not streaming.
Okay, where's the sound?
What sound?
Oh. Okay.
So the show's off.
The show? Okay.
It does automatically.
All right.
All right, now let's see something.
Real quickly, go to our introduction. I'm going to post that.